All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is December 20th. It's 1:32. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, appreciate it. We'll start with the board, Holt or Walker, sorry. You want to start?
Parker Wood, member of the board.
Beth Robertson, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there from
No.
the public? Okay, perfect. First off, we have the public hearing regarding the 2025 budgets. So, board, can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we
Aye.
are now in the public hearing regarding the 2025 budget for both PIDs number one and two. I'm going to stop sharing. David, let you share, go through those budgets with us.
All right, thanks, Michael. As we discussed in our tentative budget meeting, we ended up leaving the 2025 budget as it was previously presented. We'll have transfers 54,122 in for the property tax as for the admin carve out to cover the expenditures as noted below, and these can flow back and forth between those items there. And then in the debt service we mentioned, are we this is as the presented also, property taxes 305,290 to be applied to costs in the current or in the following year in 2025, and interest income bond interest payment of 221,000, paying agent fees of 7,000. I did update the debt service surplus fund amounts. I was able to confirm those numbers. So it's estimated that we'll have 486,949 based on the balance of 464,015 as of 9:30 plus interest income for that period.
At what point do you have projections, Mike, David, on when that interest reserve would be exhausted?
So this debt service surplus fund is available to be used for the bond interest payments if there are not funds to cover that. The first amounts will be pulled from the property taxes after the admin carve out, and any remaining would get pulled from here if necessary. So it will continue to grow with interest until it gets drawn upon. And I believe there is a maximum that's allowable for the debt service surplus fund, but I mean the account itself can continue to have interest.
I guess my question is there any point where we would want to just take those funds and make a bond payment to reduce the bond amount as opposed to just letting them sit there perpetually?
That's a good question. I don't know that there's any requirement stating that we have to keep it there. I can research that if you'd like and get back to you as soon as I have an answer. Maybe Michael, you know off the top of your head if.
No, I think we could, Seth, pay down the principal. Again, I think we'd have to go through, see what the indenture says. As long
I guess
as
my point is
we.
I would be interested to kind of maybe sometime next year, Q1 or something, say, hey, this is what we want this balance to be in the reserve fund. And then we want everything above and beyond that to go pay down bonds.
Okay.
And what that amount is, I don't know. I'd look to you to maybe help us determine what is a good reserve amount. If, and then I just don't want it sitting there not benefiting anything,
Yeah.
this giant surplus that's not needed. So if we have surplus, I think we as a board have the responsibility to use those funds responsibly and pay down those bonds if it's an exorbitant surplus. Let's determine what that amount should be, and then let's every quarter just, oh, it's at 500,000. Everything above 500,000 is going to pay down the bond, or whatever that amount is.
Gotcha. And I think that
So,
makes sense too with the property taxes like currently being above like what the interest payment is, but we'll probably also want to look at projections of bond principal and interest payments when those principal payments come due, and if we anticipate the property taxes to be within reason of that, to be able to cover both of those.
yes. All those things we want to take into consideration. But we'd look for you to help us guidance on what those numbers should be when those principal payments start. I mean, have we started paying any principal, or has it just been interest up until this point?
I think it's just been interest.
It's been interest to this point. 2026 is the first principal payment, $15,000. So we'll have another 221,000 of interest in 25. 26 will be 221,000. And so from what I'm seeing, property tax is already above this 300,000. And I don't. I wouldn't see it going back down below 300,000 once it's crossed it. I would only assume that it would go higher. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
it should. So, Seth, one of the issues, and I'm glad you brought this table up, David. One of the issues is the bondholders are going to look at the interest payments, and that's kind of what they believe they've been promised. So, even if we bring down the principal, I think they're going to want to hold to those interest payment numbers because that's, when they looked at purchasing the bond, that's what they see as their return.
I know there's a prepayment penalty, but it's only after a certain point.
Right. I think it's after what, 6 or 7 years?
So let's just keep that in mind too. But we should just be aware of those, and maybe in our budget summaries, let's talk about those and talk about plans. How are we paying down this debt? What's our plan to pay down this debt? Do we have funds that we can pay down this debt? Do we need a way? Just I'd like to get, now that we're almost fully stabilized there, or close to being fully stabilized, I think we should be having those discussions as well.
I
Do
agree.
your thoughts, Walker?
Yeah, I agree.
So one of the other things, Seth, is there are minimum amounts of fund balance that we have to have as a district. And then there's maximum amount of fund balance we can have as well. So one of the things we'll just have to make sure we keep to the minimum. Typically, it's going to be around 10% of what the budget amount is going to be. But then there's a cap as well. Now, the bond funds, what's interesting is they're not going to count because those are dedicated. The reserve, because they're part of the bond funds, I think they're not going to count against that minimum and maximum. But
I
that's
guess
something
the other
maybe we
thing to
need to check.
consider, I mean, if we have that prepayment penalty, right? And our income is greater than what we need to pay the interest and the principal, we should look at lowering that rate for those residents then to match our needs, as opposed to having this surplus.
Yeah, we could look at dropping the mill levy. Now, I think in the indenture, just off the top of my head, I'd need to research it and I'll get with Matt. But I think what it says is we have to do a mill levy that still meets the financial plan that was
Yeah,
done.
as long as we're meeting this bond payment
Right.
and this interest, but instead of continuing to accrue this reserve fund bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, if it doesn't make sense to pay down principal because there's that prepayment penalty, let's lower the rate so these residents aren't so heavily burdened.
Okay. Yeah. I like where your head's at.
So
Let's,
David,
David.
if you could maybe next quarter board meeting, have looked into that for us and maybe tell us what you think, or should we, is it a lower rate we should consider, or what rate? I mean, maybe we wait until we're fully occupied. We're not 100% occupied, but as those new, I mean, I know we are going to start transitioning in and out as board members because of the residents will start taking over, but I think we should have that plan ready or have thought about it a little bit so that they're not starting cold turkey on that.
Right. Let's see. Trying to look for something specific on that early payment. Let's see.
Sorry,
Yeah.
sorry to derail you. I just saw that in the budget, and it just seemed like maybe an
I
opportunity, good opportunity to talk about it.
think those are great questions, and I'll definitely look into this and okay, here it is.
Yeah, Seth, I'll talk to Matt about it and we'll go through from a legal standpoint everything too, because I agree with you. Now, I want to say, does it say in there, David, we could refinance, which, Seth, to your point, we could bring down interest rates, bring down how much, which would lower the those payments, kind of like refinancing your house or your car, right? And then that would definitely help us be able to lower the mill levy too.
Yeah, and that's always an option. But again, I think one, we have to get fully stabilized and closed out. I think before we consider that, to know exactly, what is our revenue? We have a projected revenues. I mean, we just barely closed our last unit at, or we have one more unit to sell in the townhomes. And then there's still multiple units in the single family that haven't sold or have buyers yet. But again, we don't need to do it now, but sometime between now and next board meeting, I think we'd need a, I'd like to see an agenda item
Okay.
to report on where we're at and what, make a proposal on what you think we should do, or if we can reduce that rate from 6 mils to 5 mils or to 4 mils or even 5 1/4 or whatever it might be.
Right. As far as like refinancing the bonds, I think right now we're at a very advantage, advantageous interest rate than what's in the market right now. So we might have a hard time refinancing them, to benefit. But yeah, where we're already generating more income than what's required for the payments, I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay, I've made a note of it,
And
Seth.
then, Matt, if you'll research, at what point do we need to tell the county what that rate is for the coming tax year? Because I mean, I know they don't
June
send things out
22nd.
of 22nd of what?
June.
Of June. So let's, yeah, we'll need to capture that in the first quarter board meeting to make those decisions, and if we want to get that applied for next year.
Yeah, it'll stay at the 6 mils for PID one unless we tell them something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, it's six for one, it's four for two.
Okay. Yeah, those are great questions. Yeah, it'd be definitely good to be able to reduce the burden of, and then I mean, if you were to reduce it, you'd also have this surplus, I guess, that we could always fall back on and to use there, if that was needed.
Yeah.
But
I mean, really, we just need 1 year's worth of surplus minimum, and then we could always increase the rate again to capture any changes if it's low or whatever.
I think off the top of my head, I want to say districts can have 100%. of their budget amount.
Other, it's for the surplus, you're saying?
Yeah, for fund balance, they can have 100. Like
Okay.
counties and cities can't, but I think districts can.
Anyways, yeah, I think we've talked enough about that. Let's keep moving through this budget to get on track.
Okay, yeah, and capital projects, we have nothing budgeted for 25 since all was included in the 2023 actuals. For PID number two, no changes here. Property taxes estimated 20,177, small amount of interest income, and then intergovernmental expenditures to transfer that to PID one after reducing the $50 estimated bank fees. So 21,533, and that's it. I don't know if any other questions you guys have, or if not, I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
Okay. So if there's no questions, board, what I need then, I don't see any public that's on the call nor at the anchor location. So we can take a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
A second.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, so next up, we have the minutes from our last meeting, November 19th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I don't have any concerns with them.
Yeah, no
Okay, can I get
comments from
him?
me on the minutes either.
Okay, can I get a motion then to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve minutes from our November meeting.
No, second.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, here is the. Why won't this ever go up, for hell's sakes? All right, here's the resolution. Utah, they require us to adopt the budgets through a resolution. So we're just going to adopt the 25 budget as David presented, and then we're also going to retain the 6 mills for PID one.
I'll make a
And
motion
then.
to approve the 2025 budgets.
No
Resolution
sec.
2024-01. Is that the right resolution number?
Yes.
Then I'll second.
We have a motion second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Let's just look at number two real fast. So, same thing, going to adopt the 25-year budget and keep the mills at 4 mills for District 2. Any questions?
No.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-01, the 2025 budget for District 2.
And I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's bust out our calendars. Have we already decided to do it? Were we going to combine those after Point West, Seth? Do you remember?
I
What
thought
do you
we'd
remember
already,
when we
yeah, I
talked
thought
about
we'd
that?
already discussed our calendar, but it could have been one of the other board meetings.
It did. I've already sent out invites for Michael.
Okay, perfect. I just couldn't remember if we did. Okay, perfect. So we've covered that. You guys have all had the Open to Public Meetings Act training. We did that at Point West. So we will make a note of it to reference back to that board meeting that you guys are the same board members, so we can use that as the training. So we should be covered. You guys have any other questions? Anything for us?
I do still have on my mind the transition to residence. So just an update on the next meeting, an update for that process so that we can get that scheduled with the county and on their elections and so forth and so on. That way, I would also like a discussion on during that transition, Walker Holton and I will likely retain our board positions on board on District 2, the commercial portion, but then there will be a residential board, a new residential board. And we just need to, I think have a plan or document somewhere somehow, you know, who's responsible for that? If there's a reduction in that mill rate, does it all go to residential, or how does that reduction get split, et cetera, et cetera, so that there's clear defined metrics in place so that when the new board members come in, it's, I mean, we're not just out voting against each other and having a tie, essentially, three against three, three against three. I don't know how that works. So I just need some clarification on how, when there's things like that happening where these two districts are sharing those bonds, how do they determine, is the bonds saying, hey, essentially, you're responsible for this pro rata share and you're responsible for this pro rata share. So you can lower your rate, but then you have to increase your, like, I just don't have a good grasp on how that will work or handle. And I'd like to have a better understanding of that into this coming year, to just to, if at all possible, to help avoid conflict or, you know, I know there's a cost sharing agreement between the two districts with regards to the bond, but I don't know if that bond, if that agreement calls out how that cost sharing or responsibility or that burden is allocated.
I would imagine there is. I mean, clearly PID 2 sends all of its money to PID 1. So, but with that, each board is independent. So one can't bind two or vice versa.
I guess that's my concern, is what's to stop, hey, residential board, PID 1 is going to reduce their rate, and then PID 2 is stuck carrying more than its intended burden.
Well, between the two, you guys still would have to satisfy the bond covenants, which i.e. means you got to make the payments. Between both of them, you got to have enough revenue.
And I understand that, but is there something that says you're responsible for this percentage of that, and you're responsible for this percentage of that?
I guess I need clarification
to understand how that is determined, such that when we are not one board and there's a disagreement on who's paying what portion of these bond payments, that there's some answer that's already available and we're not off our toes or whatever. Oh, I have no idea. I didn't even think of that. I just want to have that already, that thought process already in place, so that we can respond and answer and have it be a good answer of whatever it may be. But I want it to be a good answer so that it's not then being driven by the, I just want lower taxes. I just want lower taxes. I just want lower taxes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't care who it hurts, as long as it's not me.
Yep.
I want it to be fair. I want it to be equitable. And I want there to be, if it's a resolution that's approved by both districts or whatever it is, or whatever the correct method or the most appropriate method is to determine that, I want it to be defined such that when that question gets answered, because if I'm on the board as a new resident, and that's one of the first questions I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. So, couple things. We could do resolutions, we can set policies, but a future board, well, a present board cannot bind a future board. Meaning, we can pass a resolution, we could put a document out there, but if a future board doesn't like it, they don't have to live by it. So that's one of the things with Utah law, is you can't bind future councils, boards, that kind of a thing.
Let's just assume for a minute, this, for whatever reason, there's an issue and they default on this bond payment for whatever reason. How is punishment, or how do they decide which property, or I mean, how is that resolved when both districts are essentially responsible to pay that bond payment?
I've got to believe that in the indenture, Gilmore Bell has thought this up, and then I don't know who the bond underwriters were. I'm going to guess it was Kuduk Rock, however you pronounce that.
Yeah.
I've got to think, because there are the two districts, I've got to think they've thought this one through. because, clearly they
I would hope
know.
that they had, I guess what I'm asking is I want you to research that and have a
Okay.
response for us next board meeting.
Okay. Yep. Again, on the election, we're going to use Morgan County on their when they send out the ballots. Morgan City uses Morgan County for their election, so we'll just piggyback with them. There will be a cost to do it, but I've got the election clerk's info, so I'll get a hold of her and we'll talk through what their expectations are. I know typically the councils will approve the budgets in August, so we'll get with them on how we have to post. Now, probably we'll have to do it sooner than that in case we have more people, almost like a primary. Or is it that it's kind of ranked voting, that there's just the final election and then people, whoever gets the most out of the final election? That thinking it through out loud, that's got to be the way they do it. Is they won't do a primary with an election like this. I think it's only partisan elections you do primaries. But I'll have that for you, Seth, next board.
Thank you.
Are you the first one that comes off?
Olton is.
Holton is. Okay.
I don't think it calls specifically which board member. It just said
It
one
calls
way.
for the seats, right?
Yeah.
So each seat, whoever trustee one is, they're the ones that come off first. And then trustee two comes off, and then trustee three. And I think you're listed as three, if I remember right. I think you're the last one that
That
comes
serves
off.
my memory.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get those answers for you.
Thank you.
Yep. Anything else?
Nope.
Walk, anything?
No, nothing else.
Okay. All right, if we could get a motion then to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.